Talking about fatherhood, and again, celebrating fathers, celebrating fatherhood. Thank you so much again for what you are doing for our families, for our communities, because there's no question that fathers, as you help to build strong, vibrant family members, you're helping to build strong communities. As I mentioned, a lot of men don't realize how much they rely on their partners for primary emotional support and intimacy until it's really lost during those early stages of parenthood. The biggest changes often occur in the relationship and months before the baby arrives. The need to argue, negotiate, resolve conflicts about parenting takes center stage. At the same time, sex and relational satisfaction are not a priority. For some men, the experience of losing the exclusive emotional focus from their wives while going through dramatic hormonal shifts is jarringly similar to how they entered adolescence and in turn lost childhood. You know, I was sharing with you a little earlier that one of the last things males need is to be going through the changes, the teen changes, hormonal and otherwise, and at the same time, to be going through fatherhood changes. That's a lot. Of course, especially if the father is going to be taking fatherhood seriously. And that's why I was saying, teens, it is a great idea to abstain. If you haven't abstained throughout and you've already become sexually active, it is a great idea to go ahead and stop now and don't resume any sexual activity until you're married and then engage only with your wife. And I know some of you might be saying, it's kind of late now. I know what it's like to have sex and I want to have more of it. I understand that. But that still does not mean that it's impossible for you to stop and remain abstinent until marriage. You'll have to have a change of mind, a change of attitude, change of outlook, but you can do it. And it is a great idea to avoid ladies becoming pregnant, young men impregnating when you're not ready to be fathers, mothers, parents. And so here we go. The man begins to experience something going on inside of him that is going to happen, these hormonal changes. And they may remind him of some changes he went through during adolescence, at the time that you lost your childhood. Men often experience long repressed or unresolved feelings of abandonment and or loss of connection and care from their own childhood relationships with their parents, which are suddenly thrust into their relationship with their partner. The feelings of abandonment, the feelings of loss of connection that they may have experienced as young children, teenagers, and never really thought about it. They just sort of try to close their eyes to what they were feeling, close their eyes to the fact that they were feeling abandoned, feeling like they didn't have a connection with their parents. And because they didn't deal with those feelings properly, the feelings stayed there. And now, the man may be in his 20s, mid-20s, late-20s, early-30s. For the first time now, he's a father. And he's been married for a couple of years. He and his wife were really relating to each other, connecting with each other, In some cases, that's the way it happens. And they were really, really working well together. Now, baby is here on the scene, and father is not getting the attention from mother. Or to put it another way, husband is not getting the attention from wife that he once got. And those feelings, those childhood feelings of abandonment, resurface. It's a lot to deal with. Well, many of the changes, but by the way, don't go ahead and repress those feelings again. They're there. You need to talk about them. You need to work through them. Not necessarily fuss about them with your wife, but maybe get with members of a support group. Talk with some expert who can help you understand what's going on and help you develop ways of coping with it. And not only with the here and now, but also the then, the back then. What was going on? Now that you're aware of those feelings of abandonment that you had forgotten about as a child, now that you're aware of those feelings of being disconnected that you experienced as a child, deal with that too. Help that, have that person who you're going to talk with help you deal with what you were feeling as a child that is now associated with what you're feeling as a father, as a neglected husband. That's what you're feeling like. And to an extent, there may be some truth to it. It's going to be difficult for mother to give the time, for the wife to give time to the husband that she once gave, now that she's in the role of not only wife, but also mother. One of the ways that you can deal with this, dads, is to be an intimate part of your child's life from the very beginning. Remember, you've gone through some changes that make it easier for you to connect with your child anyway. So if you sidestep that bad training, that it's the mother who offers the affection, it's the mother who's tender with the child, the mother's the one who bonds with the child. No, no, no. Both parents are tender and intimate with the child. Both parents should be bonding with the child. That is one of the very reasons that so many fathers have such beautiful relationships with their children, because the father bonded too. And in some cases, the father actually bonded better than the mother, because in some cases, the father cared more than the mother cared for the children. It is not always that the mother cares more. Sometimes the father cares more and shows it. So, you care about your children. You love your children. You have just as much right as the mother to express your love for the children. So, you may want to consider taking the challenge, being up during the wee hours of the night, feeding your newborn baby. That's right. You and your wife taking chances. She's up. Y'all determine what the schedule is going to be, you know, however it's going to work for you. I know you got to work around work schedules and who's going to be, you know, are you going to do this? Each of you take two nights in a row. You're going to alternate you one night, she one night. A week at a time, however, you know, it's going to work for you all. But yeah, that is a great way for you to bond with your child. Go ahead and change those diapers. Yes, we do those kinds of things. There are plenty of fathers who can tell you, yep, this is what the changing of the diapers is all about. And they can tell you from experience and not just from having seen their wives do it. Yeah, bond. You don't have to wait until the child is old enough to start playing an instrument or start playing a sport or start learning the game of chess. Whatever the many, many, many things that we do with our children, you don't have to wait until they're old enough to participate like that. You can start singing songs with them or to them now. You can start talking about music with them now. Yeah, bond with your precious child, your precious children, and enjoy doing it. Don't feel like you owe anyone any apologies. Fathers have as much right to bond with our children as mothers do. Think about Father God. There is no one on earth, no one in the world who bonds the way he bonds. Back in a few.